Hey there, it's Amy with End of Effort, and I want to bring to you a daily awakening I had today. We've been starting to do these daily awakenings on Facebook, YouTube, podcast, and here on Podbean. So I want to bring to you guys something to consider, and some of you already know, and you're really good at this, but just a better way of communication, whether it's to your family members, mates, friends, coworkers, whatever it is. We all have desires of wanting the best for the other person, but a lot of times we don't portray that in the best way. And growing up, we may have taught that we have to use shame or force or anger or different things to get a person to change and make that shift. And we all know it never works, or it works for a very short stint and then they're right back to how they used to be. Because we all know we can't change anybody, right? But there is an advantage of the gift of encouragement and forecasting who you see them becoming, forecasting what they're coming up into. And here's the key. Here's the secret, right? When you are desiring, say, for instance, your mate to step up or to step into who you know they truly are and all this stuff, but you've had a habit of pointing out the flaws or shaming them in an area like, oh, you okay, sure you're going to change. Oh, you said you changed last time. And so there's still this hint in this frequency of a little bit of shame there. And so this keeps them down. And I know just in our own relationship, encouragement is so huge for both of us. And I think it's huge for anybody, right? Is to really forecast the who they really are so they can step up into it. And so this is so the key. So, because whatever you point out, you attract. Whatever you point out, you're going to multiply. And whatever you point out in your mate, this is what they're either going to rise up to. And what's so cool about this is the rest of them comes up into it. So say, for instance, like John has been so good at helping me do the dishes. And I've just been encouraging him and just thanking him so much for doing that. And what it does, or when he's been going and working out and I've been complimenting him on doing that. Now I can hear some of you saying, well, yeah, I wish my husband or my wife would work out, or yeah, I wish they would do the dishes for me. But guaranteed there's got to be something that your mate or, you know, whoever is doing something that's good, despite the other stuff. The whole point is, if you can find that thing and compliment them on it, their attention is going to go there to what they're doing well, and they're going to bring the rest of themselves with them to that standard, to that place that you just now set. And you can have the opposite effect, right? If you point out all the flaws, oh, I'm so tired of you leaving your clothes everywhere. I'm tired of you doing this or doing that. The rest of them is going to go downhill because that's where you've now placed their attention, and now their attention is there. Or maybe you point out a flaw on them, so now the rest of their body just goes, you know. Or you point out something's good and they rise to that occasion. I know it's common sense, but somehow in our psyche, we believe the best way is to shame somebody. I know I battle with this. I battle, not in a harsh way or a mean way, but just, well, okay, you know, you said last time, but nevertheless, you know, it's a journey for people. It's a process, you know, it's a process for me. It's a process for John, for anybody, anything that we're learning and growing. And in the bottom line, it has to come from a person's heart to really want to change in any area, whether it's their health, whatever, you know. But it so helps if the mate is forecasting who they really are, who they're becoming, or something good that they did. And again, it brings the rest of their body. So an area maybe they're not doing so well in, well, you just pointed out something they're doing good in. So they're going to move, relocate themselves and move into that good feeling area of what they're doing well. So it's like a domino effect. And so I just want to encourage you guys. And, you know, as well as I'm working on it myself too, the Lord's always, you know, helping me and working, you know, we all are working on our tones and how we say things, and we could have the best intentions, you know, but a lot of times we just have to let that wanting go, right? We got to let that go. Wanting them to change in a certain area and trying to help. Sometimes we can be controlling by overhelping. I know I'm guilty of that at times, is I'm overhelping. I'm trying to overhelp on all these different areas to just because, you know, I want somebody that I love to experience the benefits on the other side or to have more fluidity in an area. And so we can do this with our, you know, with kids, with family members, anything. And we're overhelping, overcompensating, not realizing that still efforting and it's still creating a resistance. Whereas if we will just let it go, let them be responsible and let God speak, really let, just all we've got to do is ask God to speak to their hearts and really believe that He is. And whoever it is that you love, or, you know, a coworker that's bothering you, or maybe that you're just trying to help because you believe the best in them. Nonetheless, our efforting, even though it's good intended, it's still creating resistance and it's pushing away the effects. So, now, there is a difference, right, when it comes to complimenting and just in a genuine way, because you're now, you know, whatever you put your attention on, you activate and you multiply. And so I think it's just us becoming more aware and stepping out of the egoic way of doing things and really stepping into where, you know, how can he or she see who they really are, and is it helping? I guess that could be the question too, is how I'm approaching this helping or hurting? Is it helping the rest of them come up higher, or is it causing a greater lag in time? You know, but nonetheless, it's just a change, right? It's just a change in awareness and knowing that God has it all in control, whether it's for your kids or anybody. Just let that resistance go. Let the well-intended intentions go. And just feel the Lord prompt you, whether you're supposed, you know, to just start looking at the good things and encourage them in the good things, and they'll rise up to it, and you'll find that the other things you had issue about or just wanted them to, you know, grow in, they all of a sudden are doing it, because he called them up higher. So, you know, we're all helping one another in a really good way. It's just the balance, right? It's not overriding or overbearing or controlling with the best intentions or trying to save, you're in rescue mode, and all these different things. So, you know, again, this is all part of our journey of ending our own effort and just letting the free fruits of the Holy Spirit just flow through us. And look at all the good things, because that's what we want to expand instead of any flaws or anything. Think, you know, because we're so taught in society, and especially for perfectionists or even prophetic people, we're taught to go for the root. We got to find the root of this thing, get it removed. And so we're going around looking for the cause or looking for the problems. And when you're looking for a problem, of course, you're never going to see the solution because it's on a different vibrational level. And so, but if we can start seeing what's going well and pull them up higher, they'll start seeing the solutions. They will start finding it and bringing the rest of themselves with it. So that's the key, right? Find something good that they're doing, and they are going to pull the rest of themselves up into the light of that matter, and the other things will change, and it causes a rippling effect. So, yes, right? Whatever we point out, we attract, we activate. So, hey, have fun doing this. Make a game of it. Have fun. Watch the change take place. I know I am. So, all right. Well, I love you all. Take care. Thanks for listening, and keep staying in tune for more of our messages. Talk soon.